Hey, we've started the party here, folks. You should come by sometime. We're having fun already. We're trading tales and gonna start right off. Actually, I think what I'm gonna do, I haven't told him yet though, is I might even start with some live music because I've got one of those guys in the studio right now. The show is diverse, but my first two guests are from the Stormy Weather Arts Festival, which is starting very soon in Cannon Beach and going all weekend. And it's all over town, basically. It is a terrific festival, and they even ordered up the weather. It looks sunny to you now, but don't you worry. It will become rainy around here, I'm sure. I'm going to ask my musician to just do some strumming there. Yeah, I mean, you know, as I say, he didn't know I was going to put this before him, and you'll hear him his voice as well. But this is Bucky Potschmidt. Some of you know him who live around here. And he is part of the Stormy Weather Arts Festival. So support for Arts Live and Local comes in part from Coast Weekend, your source for arts and entertainment news in the Columbia Pacific. Published weekly in the Wednesday Chinook Observer, the Thursday Daily Astorian, and online at coastweekend.com. And indeed, this week's Coast Weekend Stormy Weather Arts Festival got the cover, and there are two faces on the cover. one of them is the painting, and one of them is the human, I believe. But you're going to have to find that to see. So there's a centerfold. It doesn't give the whole schedule, but the schedule is available online, and I'll let you know about that. My guests, in addition to Bucky playing music with us right now, my other guest is one of the artists, a Washington artist, Rob Hooper. And let's welcome you. Rob, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, good to have you here. Okay, I'm going to come back to Bucky shortly. I don't know anything about you, Rob, except that people love your work, and you're an abstract artist.
That's correct.
And you said you do tend to fill your canvas, is that?
Oh, yeah. Lots of paint.
Lots of paint.
Swimming in wet paint.
What kind of paint?
Acrylic.
Acrylic,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, the style is abstract, but also commonly called action painting, where the process is the painting is created in one session.
Oh.
There might be finished things to do and touch-ups and, you know, to fine-tune it afterwards. But the idea is that, similar to Jackson Pollock and people of that nature, is that the process is basically right there and then.
So do you stand above and throw paints on the...
Sometimes.
Oh, look at this, folks.
Whatever the spirit wants me to do, that's what I do.
So when you say one session, though, how long can the session be?
It really depends. I mean, generally a couple of hours, you know. Sometimes sooner. It all depends how things are flowing, you know.
Right. And yeah. Do you have something in mind when you go into it? Is something happening in you or around you that makes you want to...
Well, generally it's you know, music's on, things like that to get me going. And after doing it for so many years, I generally... Mm-hmm. You know, I know that I'm going to do a painting, you know, in sort of that type of vein, but I generally don't know ahead of time what it's going to be.
What about the palette, though? How about colors and stuff?
Sometimes. I mean, you know, basically I stand there and I've got a blank canvas, or sometimes I've had some underpainting done. So so I look at it and look around the room, and all of a sudden, if I see a tube of purple, it's like, okay, I'll do purple. It's basically I try to be open to... inspirational and open. You
know? And you're painting, you're on a canvas?
Yes.
And it's on a wall or an easel, not on the floor?
I used to do it on the floor a lot, but now I'm on the easel. As I get older, it's on the easel more and more.
I see. So, brush, do you ever use a knife?
Generally, no brushes.
My.
The process actually... And I don't really remember exactly how I started doing it this way, but I use a plastic, basically drywall knife that you'd buy at a hardware store. different sizes, and then other types of more art, smaller, fine-tuned palette knives.
Well, does that mean you squeeze a bunch of paint out onto the...
Yes.
Oh, man, I would really be fun to watch you, wouldn't it? And, folks...
Well, I've got a couple YouTube videos out.
What did you say, Bucky?
You're... I said, now I'm intrigued.
I want to see this now.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I mean, actually, it's kind of weird. It's a process that I guess I developed myself. But I think originally I started by, every artist, every musician pinches ideas from someone, from something. There's a chord progression in a song that they like, and they kind of work on it somehow, make it their own. And years and years and years ago, I saw an artist that he had done something that I thought, wow, I really wonder how he did that. So I started to try. I didn't succeed, but it led to doing it the way I do it now.
And how long ago was that? What are we talking about?
I've been painting in general for about 19 years and doing it this way for probably about 12. And I'll just blob paint on the canvas.
Well, so when you say 19 versus 12, did you go to art school? Did you do
no.
all kinds?
No. No, okay. I started late in life. I was probably about 35 with a couple of small kids and a wife and a mortgage. I had a regular job, a normal job, and I just started getting these persistent...
You didn't give up your day job right away.
Uh-oh. I did quickly after I actually started. I was just hearing voices like, you got to start painting. And it started to get, pretty intense. And then once I actually started, it was just like a hurricane. I couldn't stop.
So you're 35 years old. Had you dabbled in paint before? Nothing.
I collected... My wife and I, we bought original artwork for years, and I'd sit there sometimes listen to music at home after work, and I'd be looking at these paintings and thinking, how do they do it? And then I started to figure out, I think I know how they do it, and maybe I should try it. And it, after
Fantastic.
3 years of, finally gave up.
I love it. It's wonderful, really. Yeah. But that's kind of unusual to... get that far, and obviously you're much appreciated because you've been here before.
Yeah, I've been with Dragonfire Gallery now for going on 3 years, and then I was involved last year at the Stormy Weather Arts Festival.
As long as we mention Dragonfire, and a big shout out to them, because actually both Rob and Bucky are here because of their contacts, so thank you. You are going to be doing a demo there tomorrow.
Yes.
From 11 to 3. What does that mean when we say demo? Do people have to get out of the way or wear aprons? Or
it depends. I mean, if someone insults me, I'll just flick some paint their way. I'm just doing my thing in front of people. But it's fun to actually, the first time I did it, at Dragonfire was, I think, about 6 or 8 months ago, and I was out in the courtyard, and I was a little nervous, but after people start talking to me and I start talking to them, it changes the whole, I'm not just by myself.
A couple of things. Dragonfire is a large gallery, but it is packed.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, where do you even have space to do?
Yeah, there's a space right underneath, right sort of where it steps down from the main
doorway. When you first come
in.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll probably plunk me there.
Okay.
I think I'm on the inside this time. Usually they get me up in the courtyard.
Considering the weather, I think that's
I'm working
a good
my
idea.
Way up to the inside of the gallery now.
some younger person is out there. So, and the other thing, though, is the idea that you're comfortable, not just comfortable, but you said you actually enjoy having people talk to you. Because there are some artists who can't do that. And they don't want to. They just want to do their art quietly by themselves, whether it's plein air or in a studio. But.
Well, I mean, a lot of artists like to suffer, and they like to feel like life is against them and all this stuff. But, maybe in my early days of doing this, when I was a bit more, less secure about the style and the technique and the comfort, but... after thousands and thousands of hours being by myself doing what I do, it's actually a really
nice
a real gift to be out in front of people and get a reaction from them.
So people are welcome to come and ask whatever they want or comment on.
Well, it was really interesting because the last time there was it was like I had just got set up and I was kind of nervous because it was for the plein air festival. Knowing the way I paint, I was painting outside, but all the other artists are doing landscapes. So I wasn't sure how I was going to go over.
Oh, right.
And I had just got my sort of first painting kind of set up color wise. And it had a series of colors. And I hear this voice and there was this little girl who started saying, "That's a really nice painting." And she's, you know, just chirping away. And uh-huh. I'd look over. Then all of a sudden I stopped and I saw her and she was tiny and she was so cute, but she had exactly the same colors on her clothing that I was using in the painting.
Whoa.
So I started talking to her and she's like, "I like painting with depth." And with that just set me off and I was ready to go from then on.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was really cute.
That's beautiful.
I took a picture of her and I put it up on my Facebook page.
Sweet. Sweet. Matching. This is like some people say, "I want to buy a painting. Do you have something in purple and orange?"
Well,
and
it was actually amazing because she had pistachio shoes. She had like purple shorts and this hot pink shirt. And those were all the colors that I'd put in the painting. It was
fantastic. Okay, now, people can see you. Rob Hooper is my guest. You can find him at Dragonfire tomorrow from 11 to 3. But also, and I don't know, I don't think they're sold out, but they may be. So you would need to check on this. Tonight at 7 p.m. is something called Art in Action. And there'll be several professional artists demonstrating technique. How does that work for you? Have you done that before? Yes, you haven't done it before, but you've watched it?
No. I honestly don't really know exactly what's going to happen, but I'm supposed to be there around 6:30 and people are going to show up about 7.
Okay.
And I think there's some other artists there
and
we're all going to be creating artwork. And then people will have the opportunity to purchase the painting. And as far as in a silent auction type of format.
And these paintings, are these going to be part of a benefit for the event, or do you actually?
I believe the proceeds, or part of the proceeds, go to the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce.
There you go. Oh, yes. That's right. This is a chamber event. Thank you. That's right.
Lots of great food, though. And
great food and the silent auction during the evening. So you can bid on unique Cannon Beach experiences as well as the art with travel packages and other items and umbrellas and, you know, all kind of good things. Hand-painted, of course, umbrellas.
And you get to hear Bucky play music.
And we're going to get to you, Bucky, for sure. And let me just mention some of the other artists tonight are Janice Ellison, Heather Soderberg, Rob, my guest, Jeffrey Hull, whom we know from has his own gallery in Cannon Beach, Blue Bond, and Christopher Mathey and Hazel Schlesinger. So I think it's great fun. It's at the Surf Sand Ballroom. And then tomorrow you're painting. And that's it for you for the weekend? You get to play the rest of the time? Have fun?
Yeah, I kind of injured my back this week, so I'll probably be laying out for a while trying to stretch it out. But I'll be in and out of the gallery and usually walk on the beach. So
If you
see a couple of crazy pointers pulling me down the sand, that'll be me.
These beautiful animals are out in our parking lot right now with a couple of beautiful young people, too, one of whom is...
My son,
to Rob. He brought the whole family here. So sounds good. Now, Bucky, how are you interfacing with this whole thing here?
I've actually played for several years over at the Dragonfire Gallery, and I've done...
You mean for this festival or other times?
For this festival and for other festivals.
Okay.
They've done it pretty much when they're doing any of the... live artist showcases. I've been there, so I've been there for at least it's going on 3 or 4 years. I've done it.
Yeah.
This is the second year that I'm going to be doing the big ballroom gala. I was there last year, and so this is my second year there. And I try to provide the background music to all these incredible artists. It's really fun to watch.
Are you playing songs? Is it all instrumental?
I'm doing some improvising, doing some original, doing some cover stuff.
Requests?
Requests, sure, yeah. I'm really easygoing as far as all of that goes. try to enhance the mood of the whole thing.
Music is always, in my estimation,
And it's you know, especially over at the Dragonfire, we were talking earlier that Dragonfire has this very fun atmosphere. It's not a pretentious atmosphere. It's a very fun, and so I try to play music that's fun, and I'm usually pretty close to the artist that's you know, one of the featured artists that's doing it. So I get a bird's eye view. Usually I'm up there and watching they're doing.
So,
and it's a really neat, fun event. You know, I don't know if you've been to the Dragonfire before, but it's a kind of a feast for the eyes. It's bright, it's colorful.
It's a full day of event just walking around that
place.
Yeah,
it is. It's pretty cool.
So you're going to be playing while Rob is demoing tomorrow?
I'm going to be playing tonight while he's doing his thing over there.
At
the Art in Action over at the Surf Sand Ballroom.
Right.
And then on Sunday from 11 to 3, I'll be playing over at the Dragonfire.
Okay, and so there'll be other artists.
I'm not sure who's going to be there, but
you know, there's this huge schedule of all the Cannon Beach galleries. I've been to Stormy Weather Festival several years. I love that festival. It's delicious. And by the way, mentioning delicious, there is good food at a lot of these galleries.
Oh, yeah. There is.
That's one
thing that Dragonfire, I know that always has. They have usually a chef come in and prepare some
I think tonight there's a wine and chocolate.
At the Art in Action. Yeah.
No, now, at Dragonfire.
Oh, at Dragonfire.
From 4 to 6.
Okay, because I was going to say, the thing about this I should tell you is that Art in Action is a... it's a money event. You do have to buy a ticket for that at Surf Sand tonight. The openings at the galleries that are happening all over town, all weekend, at all hours of the day and evening, are free to the public. And it's a wonderful time to be introduced to new artists as well as new galleries. And you definitely can eat and drink your way through as well and enjoy yourself. So, I don't even know where to start. There's so much happening. Saturday, I just want to mention this is a new event, Dancing in the Rain Fashion Show. Sounds appropriate. It's at the Coaster Theater at 10:30 a.m. with a free runway show. And then there's music around town all day, 11 to 5. And then there's a concert, Lloyd Jones Struggle, at 7 p.m. And that is Saturday evening at the Coaster. That is a ticketed event. And the Coaster is 436-1242. But I think one thing you might want to do is go to cannonbeach.org or cannonbeach.org/stormyweatherfest. Or just use your research engine for Stormy Weather Arts Festival, Cannon Beach. There may not be any other one in the world, Stormy Weather Arts Festival. I don't even know. But that's what I did. I just Googled because there's so many things going on. And I'm just going to name a few of the galleries in addition to Dragonfire. Archimedes, Blue Bond, Bronze Coast Gallery, and Carol Gold is there. I was hoping she'd come up, and maybe some year she will, but she drives all the way up from San Francisco, and she's a Cornell graduate, so there's extra. Cannon Beach Chamber Community Hall, Cannon Beach Gallery, Cannon Beach Yoga Arts is featuring Be the Wave hat and hoodie painter, Kelly Ponzi. So some of the businesses as well. And then, of course, Haystack Gallery, Ice Fire Glassworks, Jeffrey Hull, Modern Villa, Northwest by Northwest Gallery. You always have wonderful. And Primary Elements Gallery is wonderful. They're all amazing galleries. And I highly recommend this. The only problem is if you can only go for one day, you might have a hard time fitting it all in. But try it and enjoy it. So again, Rob is going to be tonight at the Art in Action at the Surf Sand. And I hope they take pictures because I want to see what this is about. I want to see what you do there. And then tomorrow at Dragonfire. And from 11 to 3. And Bucky, I'd love to hear some music from you.
Sure.
Actually, sure. Rob, if you need to get going, I might,
yes,
because
you
have...
thank you so much for having me.
You have this whole entourage out there, and I'm thinking you might need to start moving.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
All right.
Where do you live, by the way?
Ferndale, Washington.
Ferndale.
Yeah, just north of Bellingham.
Okay, you're
so
way up
there.
Yep, yeah.
Yep.
So you've been driving all day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
See you later, Bucky.
Drive safely. Have a great evening, and
thank
take care of your back.
Okay.
Now, Bucky, you are a local artist,
musician. Yes.
How long have you been out here in this area?
I actually moved to the coast about 13 years ago.
Okay.
And I've been playing pretty steady here for that entire time.
Where do you play mostly?
Right now, I do play every Friday and Saturday night. I'm over at the Shiloh in Seaside. I play over there.
Oh, okay.
And I play in the evenings from 8:30 until the lounge closes. I play in their lounge.
So you have a regular gig. That's
I have
good
a regular gig there,
good
yeah.
Good for you. Nice. And where did you come from?
I moved from Longview, Washington.
Okay.
So I wasn't too far away. But moved to the coast. Always loved the coast.
Are you from the Northwest, though?
I am...
sort of.
I have to admit, I was a military brat, so we
You moved around a lot.
Yeah, lived a lot of different places.
Right. But you've chosen here as your home.
But I always have an affinity for the Northwest, and so I love the coast. Kind of have felt the most at home here.
Beautiful. So, why don't you give us? Do you have an original song, maybe, or whatever you want to play?
Sure. Let me do one by a guy by the name of Colin Hay, and then I'll do it, maybe an original one later on.
We're only going to have time for one song.
Oh, one song?
Pick
okay.
the one you want.
Let me do a Colin Hay song. I'll do
and
this
you
one.
Know what? You're local. You can come back and be on my folk show sometime.
Oh, awesome.
That
awesome.
Would be great. And you are playing what?
I am playing, this is a, it's called a gitalele, which is a six-string ukulele guitar.
I've never seen anything like that. It's a small, but it's got six strings.
But it's six strings.
And and does this have words to it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just could you repeat the name of the instrument?
It's called a gitalele.
And I just want you to know that my Yiddish name is Gittel.
Oh, well, there you go.
I never heard the term before.
Yes. So
Bucky Potschmidt.
Okay. So I hope this is loud enough here. Okay. Any minute now, my ship is coming in. Keep checking the horizon. And I'll stand at the bow and feel the waves come crashing in. Come crashing down, down, down on me. But you say, be still, my love. Open up your heart and let the light shine in. But don't you understand? I already have a plan. I'm waiting for my real life to begin. When I woke up this morning, well, suddenly nothing happened. But in my dreams, I slew the dragon. But down this beaten path and up this cobbled lane, I'm walking in my own footsteps.
once again. But you say, just be here now. Forget about the past. Your mask is wearing thin. Just let me roll one more dice. I know that I can win. I'm waiting for my real life to begin. So any minute now, my ship is coming in. Keep checking the horizon, and I'll check my machine. It's gonna be that cold. But you say, be still my love. Open up your heart and let the light shine in. But don't you understand? I already have a plan. I'm waiting for my real life to begin. Waiting for my real life to begin.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed that, Bucky. I know how to find you.
Yes.
And we'll talk.
Absolutely.
Because I'm delighted to meet you, hear your music, and we'll bring you back into KMUN for a folk show where you can just play a whole bunch of music.
I would love to do that. That would be great.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bucky Potschmidt, he is going from here. He's going to head down to Cannon Beach for the Stormy Weather Arts Festival. He's playing tonight at Art in Action, but he's also, where else are you playing this weekend? Remind us again.
Actually, later on, after that, I'm actually going to be over at Seaside over at the Shiloh.
Okay.
I'm playing there.
Oh, that's part of your regular
thing. Yeah, that's part of my regular thing on Fridays and Saturday nights. And then, so I'm going to be doing that for late tonight, and then Saturday. And then, of course, on Sunday from 11 to 3 over at the Dragonfire Gallery.
Great.
I'll be there as well. So
Wonderful. And there are other musicians and lots of artists and lots of good food and drink. And it's a good time to be in Cannon Beach this weekend.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. And I do have a song lined up. Now, I'm going to trust Jack on this one. It's called Bandage Man, and he says it does have to have something to do with Cannon Beach, and since those guys are in Cannon Beach, and also next Thursday, this is actually a Halloween song, but we couldn't get it to you last week. Next Tuesday, Peter Lindsay is going to be at the Cannon Beach Chamber at 7 o'clock with trying to get the book Coming In Over the Rock republished. And that's going to be a wonderful time for storytelling, Cannon Beach, and all kinds of folks will be there. Let's have the song. Thanks for being here, folks.
McKelly, the man of ill repute, he'd escape from prison. Three guards did he shoot. Climbed up over razor wire and he cut himself to bone. Holed up on the mountain, made it his sad home. Such an evil man, his wounds refused to heal. Those cuts just festered bloody, that smell could make you reel.
wrapped from head to toe in bandages, most foul and worn. You terrorize the coast at night with the devil's evil scorn. Late at night when you travel in old Highway 101, lock your doors and windows,
there it is. Highway 101. That's what's going to take you straight down to Cannon Beach from Astoria for this festival that's going on this weekend. But I've got another festival going on next weekend. And this one is with my next two guests. It may not be called a festival, but we're calling it, I'm calling it a festival because we are celebrating the AAUW, the American Association of University Women, which is an organization that supports education for women. So my guests are Susie Brown, who's here, well, she doesn't live here, no, but she's here on a regular basis. Hi, Susie.
Hello, Carol.
And Sheila Schaefer, who has been here numerous times as well. Hi, Sheila.
Hello.
Good to have you here. Sheila usually is known for her activity in Cannon Beach at the Costa Theater, as a matter of fact. But next weekend, the action is right here in Astoria. This is an annual event, and I'm going to let Susie tell you about it because she's been running this theater production for how many years?
About 15 now, I think.
15. Mm-hmm. That's a long time. So why don't you tell folks what you've been doing and what we're doing this year. Change of location, for one thing.
Yes.
Okay.
We do a staged reading every year. We have been since the mid-80s, 1980s, and it began with Edna Packard and North Coast Readers Theater. And the funds from that support scholarships for Clatsop Community College women who are going on to a four-year college. And in the past, we've done a dessert readers theater. And this year, we're still serving dessert, but rather than having it at the Presbyterian Fellowship Hall, which is where we usually have it, we've decided to have it without the sit-down dessert, and we'll have it at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria.
With lots more space. Actually, I sold all my tickets. I'm
excellent.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
So I know five folks who are coming, plus myself, of course. So you've been... When you did these plays, did you get to choose the plays as well as direct them, or how did that work?
I've been given a lot of latitude, and I've chosen most of the plays that have been done.
And we should tell people that, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but most of the people involved in this are volunteers.
Everybody's a volunteer, yes.
Okay, so the director, yes. The actors... Anyone who helps with props or food, the desserts, it's all community work to promote education for young women through the college. So this year, there are several changes. First of all, we said the change of venues, so it's going to be at the Performing Arts Center, which is 16th and Franklin, and that's a wonderful space, and it holds a lot more people and has better acoustics. So
yes,
it's still good to sit, come up front, but it will be it'll be a pleasure if you've been and said, I'm too far back. Come this time and check it out. The other big change is that Sheila Schaefer is going to direct.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Joining the family here. Did you choose the play as well?
Yes, I did. I had the script for a while that I just fell in love with the script, and I had Susie read it, and she said, you know, this would be perfect for the AAUW readers. And then she goes, you wouldn't want to direct it, would you?
Sounds so. Like Susie, doesn't it?
Which I was all over that because it's like, since I... I love the script so much. It's right. Like I wanted to jump at the chance to be able to do it. Okay. And also do something in Astoria, since I do so much in Cannon
now,
Beach.
Where do you live?
I live here in Astoria.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I did not know that. I assumed you were in Cannon Beach, because I've only ever seen you there.
Yeah, so I've been wanting to do more theater in Astoria.
Wonderful.
So this was a good chance to start doing that. Yeah.
Have you ever worked at the PAC before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
So this is all new to me.
Wow.
And working through the college and all the stuff that they need from you is a little bit different from working at the Coaster Theater.
I'm sure. So tell us about this play, Visiting Mr. Green.
Well, it's about two men, 86-year-old Orthodox Jew, who lost his wife recently and walks out in front of traffic, not looking, and gets hit by a young man. And he's not hurt, but the community service for the young man, this Ross Gardner.
Was he driving a car?
He was driving a car.
Oh, my God.
But his community service is that the judge says you have to go visit Mr. Green every week, which is a situation that neither one of them really is looking forward to. And
what a creative judge, though, huh?
Yes.
I mean, that's excellent idea.
So,
and is it one act, two act?
It's a two-act play.
Two-act play.
And it's, I would call it it's a drama, but it's got a lot of comedy in
it. It's got to.
Yeah, the characters are rich.
I'm thinking with those. Yes. First of all, the actors you've got, it's got to be funny. But also, the concept of an 86-year-old Orthodox Jewish man, it better be funny, because you're in Astoria, Oregon. So
there you go.
There's got to be universal theme here as well. What attracted you to this play?
What attracted me to the play, which I really don't want to give away the play.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Is the relationship that develops between the two men. Obviously, they don't want to be in the situation, but they develop a friendship, which towards the middle of the play gets a little bit tested. And brings up a lot of pertinent issues that are around now, you know, right now, as far as social constructs. And
notice how carefully she's choosing her words so as not to give away what's
exactly. But the relationship develops, and there becomes a point in the play where there's choices that have to be made about what friendship really is.
So there's sounds like there's some poignancy in here.
Oh, yes.
So do people need to bring their hankies?
Maybe a little bit,
Yes. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm glad you warned me.
You'll laugh, you'll cry.
There you go. That sounds familiar, yes, okay. So who are the actors?
Bill Honnell is playing the 86-year-old Orthodox Jew, and Bill Hamm from
KMUN.
KMUN
Wednesday
is
night.
Playing Ross Gardner.
Okay. Two excellent actors in our community. So, Susie, you said it's a staged...
Staged reading.
Staged reading. I always stumble over that term. What, either one or together, what does that mean?
Well, a staged reading is different from reader's theater, a strict reader's theater, in that you have maybe a semblance of costuming. Sometimes you have a little movement away from the stands. You might have a very skeletal set dressing. And the acting is a little stronger than you might have in a straight-on reader's theater. Mm-hmm. You still try to keep your actors at the stand. You try to keep everything to a minimum. You want to keep it streamlined, because the point of reading is to tell the story. So you try to carve everything back and just tell the story. And it's been quite a learning curve for Sheila.
I am so used to directing a full production that it's like...
This is your first...
This is my first readers.
Oh, yes.
Susie was saying that I probably did it backwards. I should have been in a reader's theater so I would understand.
Wow.
But I really had to scale back, you know...
Your expectations.
Expectations, sure. Use of props, use of set.
Sure.
And it's like, you don't need that. You don't need that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So, yeah. For those of us who... have been in and enjoy Reader's Theater, it is very different. It's very rich, and the play does need to be good, mm-hmm. because, and the players as well, because it's right there. There's not all the distractions that happen in.
For directors and actors, it's really a case of trusting yourself and trusting the story that's being told, which is why when you pick a script, you want to have something that tells an engaging story, mm-hmm. and tells it very succinctly, mm-hmm. very well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to extend that trust if you're used to working with mounted plays, which mm-hmm. are full-on plays, because you have all those accoutrements ordinarily. And this play has a beautiful story in it. Everything is there. And we did a quick reading of it, a cold reading of it, in August, I think, for our neighbor, who's an AAUW member, mm-hmm. and couldn't be here for the performance, and another AAUW member. And they loved it. And the two actors who had never seen hide nor hair of the script sat at a table.
Oh, wow.
And read.
Wow.
Completely cold reading, and both women went away just amazed at what a beautiful story it was.
Great.
Nothing was lost. They pictured mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. room. They pictured even the situation that got them there in the first place. So that is when I know a script works, because the story's there.
Yeah, and carries it. Mm-hmm. Well, I did also read that this, I wasn't sure if this is now or it's in the past, that this show has been or is being shown in Rome, The Hague, Romania, Israel, mm-hmm. Brazil, the Czech Republic. Is that?
I just got an email yesterday or the day before from Jeff Barron, who is the playwright, mm-hmm. wishing Sheila and the Bills, as we call them.
The Bills, yeah.
Well, and he was on his way out the door to catch a plane to Europe, because there are, I think it's opening in the Netherlands mm-hmm. the night that we open. Mm. And I can't remember where else, maybe Brazil.
Yeah,
but. Right. And wonderful.
It says here it's been translated into 22 languages and over 200 productions. Ooh, and this is when the script came out.
When was it written, do you know?
It was 99 when it first came
out.
So it's a relatively newish.
This is wonderful. Okay, so folks, this is happening on Friday and Saturday, November 13th and 14th. That's a week from tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30, but get there early because there's open seating, at the Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin. And there will be fabulous desserts during the intermission and an auction. And again, this benefits, so this is the AAUW, the American Association of University Women, and the money all goes to support. This is the main fundraiser for scholarships for women at Clatsop going on to four-year colleges. So, wow. Now, I can't say break a leg because you're the director.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Oh, I can.
Yes, you can.
Oh, good. See, I knew if I had real theater people here, they'd tell me so. Break a leg.
Thank you.
And Susie, thank you for expanding all this. Folks, you can get your tickets from any AAUW member. And if you're not sure who they are, anybody know, have a phone number?
I didn't bring Sarah Meyer's phone number.
No, I didn't either.
But they could also find scripts at Rusty Cup, Three Cups Coffee House.
Scripts, tickets.
Oh my, Rusty Cup, Three Cups Coffee House, or Blue Scorcher.
Okay, and
At the door, of course.
And at the door, yeah. That's the nice thing about having it in a large place. And if you do need more information, you can call 503-325-7969. And thank you so much. And we'll see you all there. And if you get a ticket, you can go either night. Mm-hmm. The ticket is one ticket, and you go. You don't get to go two nights, but you do get to choose. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carol.
Susie Brown and Sheila Schaefer with the Visiting Mr. Green, happening next weekend. Okay. Mm-hmm. And happening sooner than that is Joni Mitchell. Her 72nd birthday is tomorrow, and we have at the Columbia Theater For the performing arts in Longview, we have Meredith K. Clark doing the entire show of Joni Mitchell's Blue. She did it in Portland, and she was brought back to do two more shows. That is, it's Stage Door Theater. There are only 60 tickets. Go to ColumbiaTheaterRE.com. Get your ticket. That's for tomorrow night. And stay tuned for Terry Remington coming right up.
I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, 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 looking for something. I hate you some, I love you some. Oh, I love you when I forget about me. I wanna be strong, I wanna live alone, I wanna belong to the living. Alive, alive, I wanna get up and drive, wanna wreck my stockings in some jukebox dive.
Recognize this song from Joni Mitchell's Blue. And again, you can catch the entire album being sung by Meredith K. Clark tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, at the Columbia Theater for the Performing Arts in Longview. And that's Columbia Theater, that's an RE.com for the tickets. Well, my last guest today is Terry Remington, one of our esteemed local artists. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're here. And I'm excited to see your show. I'm one of the lucky ones. And by the way, folks, you can be lucky too. If you are either a member of KMUN or you would like to become a member, come to the annual membership meeting tomorrow morning and you will be treated to a fabulous breakfast, a very interesting meeting, we hope, and Terry Remington's artwork on the walls. It's all happening at the Grace Episcopal Parish Hall. Now, your show is actually officially opening on Sunday. Is that right?
Right.
But we're getting a preamp.
Well, that's good.
That's great. I love it. I love it. So I'm going to let Terry, for those of you who are not familiar with her artwork, it's distinctive. It's unique. I've never seen any creation like it. And I can always tell a Terry Remington wherever I go. And so tell folks what it is you do, because you call it paintings, but they're way beyond that.
Well, they're sculptural paintings. And it's actually a painting. It's several processes. It's actually a painting with the sculpture adhered to it.
What is the material then?
It's clay. Oh. Sometimes it's raw silk linen. And sometimes I do little inlays of little whatever, jewels, shells.
right. I was a stone and one. So is it on a canvas or a board?
It's on a canvas-covered board.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sculpture is sometimes quite deep. And I do the sculpture sometimes right on the board. But if I want to do a complete painting in the back, I'll paint that first.
Mm-hmm.
Or separately. And then I'll do the sculpture. And after the sculpture is ready and dried, then I will adhere it to the board.
Oh.
And then perhaps I'll have to go back and put more sculpture on top of that. But
Right. So I didn't realize that. Now I'm going to have to go home and peek at my piece and see, is it adhered or is it built right in? How long have you been doing this particular work, this kind of?
I don't remember when I started because it's been a progress.
Uh-huh.
But I started, when I lived in Puerto Rico, actually.
Oh.
And then just continued on. But it's been a very slow process.
Evolution, kind of.
Uh-huh, yeah, it's been evolutionary. And then it's, you know, I keep trying to advance even more. So the sculpture's getting deeper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I don't have to paint the sculpture, then I can do very intricate little overlaps and things like that. But most of the time, the sculptures are painted.
So this show, let me back up a little bit. Terry, I mentioned, is a local artist. You've been here for how long?
16 years.
16
years. In Astoria, but I've been on the North Coast in Cannon Beach before that.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Okay. And have you been making art all this time?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a little gallery in my home in Cannon Beach.
And now you show in several places. I saw some of you. Oh, you had a show at Luminary, didn't you?
Yes.
That was just, a couple of months ago?
It was in the spring.
In the spring, okay.
Mother's Day, yeah.
Right here in Astoria on Commercial. Yeah, was that fun?
It really was. That place is really fun.
It is, yes. It's packed full of goodies, too.
Yeah,
so.
It's just got such personality.
Right. But this show is over at the Grace Episcopal Parish Hall.
Yeah.
A very different space.
Which happens to be, in my opinion, the best showing space in town.
Ooh,
it's
all
got
right.
skylights, and mm-hmm. the lighting is incredible. Just a big, long white wall. You can do whatever you want there.
Yeah, and they change now. The show is going to open officially on Sunday,
uh-huh.
even though it's already up. And how long does it run?
It runs until December 10th.
Okay, so it's a full month. And so I think they have another show after. They just keep. Who curates this? Who? How did you get there?
Joe Pomeroy.
Oh, of course, Joe Pomeroy Crockett.
Yeah.
Yes, who's one
invited
of the
me to
very active. Local artists.
Yeah. She's
okay.
So busy. But so it's a wonderful opportunity, you know, to have a whole wall.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they do group shows, but you're having, mm-hmm. this is all your own.
Yes.
So what do you got for us? What are we going to see?
Well, there's quite a variety at this point in time. I usually paint about two paintings a month.
Mm.
And so I've been keeping busy, and there's some things that are different. I think my trademark is trees, women in trees and figures in trees. But this time I have some herons and mm-hmm. a pelican and mm-hmm. just to have something different.
Mm-hmm.
But the feature of the show is the family tree. And it's very intricate. And
are there real trees in it? Or it's the genealogy.
It is a tree
uh-huh.
of my family.
Mm.
The one there is not for sale, but I do commissions for people's personal families.
So how does this work? What does that mean? Does it have names on it?
No, It's just a tree, and it's symbolism, really. It's not portraits of each person. But like my family tree is, I'm sitting beneath it with my dog, mm-hmm. of course. And then there's my father and mother and my sister. Mm. They're all part of the tree. So it really, at first glance, it looks like the cathedral tree. At first glance, it looks like a tree.
Uh-huh.
And all of these are figures come out of the bark and the branches.
Mm. How big a piece is that?
It's 24 by 30, I believe.
Vertical.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's in an arch form.
Okay. Oh, whoa. Okay. And painted?
Oh, yeah. It's really painted.
Mm-hmm. Really painted.
Most family trees are. They have the background, whatever that person's visualization is.
Well, I first met your work. I don't know if I already had met you or not, but a number of years ago when we had the River Theater, mm-hmm. and we put on a play called Nine Parts of Desire, and as a matter of fact, my earlier guest, Susie Brown, was in that mm-hmm. and one of the directors. And I walked into the space, because it was a wonderful theater, but out front, or up front, was a cafe space. It could have been. It never quite made it to that, but lots of walls.
Mm-hmm.
And there were all these pieces, and I was like, whoa, what's going on here? Because they fit so well with the play. And after several weeks of rehearsing, I chose my piece. I was not planning to buy a piece of art at that point, but I had fallen in love with it. And I remember very distinctly, I bought it, I brought it home, and I said to you, you know, I'm not really sure where I'm going to put it. And you said to me, don't worry about it. It will find its own home. And you were so right. It's over my bed, and I just love it. And it evokes so much, because the woman and the tree together, and each piece of yours is so different, and yet there's a strong theme there. So I'm excited to see the show. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Now, folks who don't come to the KMUN meeting can come to the opening. If you come to the KMUN meeting, you can still come to the opening. And that is at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
on Sunday. Grace Episcopal Parish Hall is 1545 Franklin. And so it's right around the corner from the station. And as Terry says, it's a great space. And you will be there, I presume.
Yes.
Okay. Is there somewhere people can contact you if they can't make it? And they would like to talk to you, or if they make it and they see something and they'd like to talk to you about your art.
Sure. They can call me at 503-325-9580.
Okay. Terry is one of those unusual human beings in this age. She's got me beat even. She does not use a computer. So
I don't have time.
I understand. I wish I didn't. Terry Remington, artist, wonderful artist. Show is at Grace Episcopal Parish Hall, opening this Sunday, 11 a.m. And look for the family tree. I don't think you'll have to look very hard.
I do have a website, though. I have a very lovely website.
Oh, tell us.
It's just terryremington.com.
Uh-huh. And that's T-E-R-R-I-E.
Uh-huh.
Remington.com.
Right.
Oh, okay. Even though you don't do computers, you got a website.
I've got lots of friends who do.
There you go. It's good to have friends. Thanks so much for coming in, Terry.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the show.
Thanks very much.
It's going to be wonderful. I do want to let you know, folks, in addition to stormy weather tonight, the Bay City Arts Center from 5 to 7 has a reception for photographer Mike Sava. Vino Van Gogh is tonight, 5:30 to 7:30 at Broadway's Seaside Fairweather House and Gallery. Seaside High School is showing The Bold, The Young, and The Murdered. Barbie Maritime Center at 7 o'clock, Richie Bean. Adrift has music, music, music. And if you were lucky, you caught As a Rose today on Albert's show. That's Sunday through Tuesday. Tonight is Tim Snyder. Palette Puddlers at the Chamber, Cannon Beach, till 5 today and then all day tomorrow and Sunday. And the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum in Ilwaco is Ocean in View. There's a lecture tonight, and then there's a bus tomorrow. There's Chinook Indian dinner, and there's all kinds of other events going on. Columbia Theater, Joni Mitchell tomorrow night. Zach Borden at Peninsula Pack. He's a wonderful mandolin. Papa is featuring the Dukes of Swing from 5 to 9 at Fort Columbia State Park, and the donations go to Wounded Warrior Project, Cannon Beach History Center, Trivia Scavenger Hunt. Chris Bryant is featured artist at Trails End from 2 to 5, and Gearhart has lots of galleries from 2 to 5. This is all tomorrow. Seaside is 5 to 7. These are their art walks. Sou'wester, Ages and Ages at 8 o'clock, and the Blue Heron in Tillamook, Vine Go from 1 to 2:30. It's kids' art class. On Sunday, don't miss a wonderful house concert. Mike Midlow, songwriter, musician, and Fish Trap program director in Oysterville. Free concert with Bob Pyle and Florence Sage, opening with poetry. And the Lower Columbia Diversity Project, Helping Our Heroes, addressing veteran homelessness in Clatsop County from 4 to 6 at the Boyington. This is on Sunday.